It is no secret that conservative media doesn't like the modern NBA product. And that's okay. That's okay. I understand the frustration with the current NBA. Hell, we started the week this week analyzing the NBA's ratings and explaining why the NBA is struggling to draw an audience on television. So, I get it. I understand. How many times have I said that Adam Silver, the worst commissioner in professional sports? Most of the time, I won't even give him the honor of proper name pronunciation. Most of the time, I call him Alice. And the reason I call him Alice is because he has removed defense and most all physicality from the league. There are a lot of problems in the modern NBA, but that doesn't mean I'm going to come on here and twist television ratings to fit my own personal narrative. I feel like I have an obligation to you guys to give you guys the truth. For years, I have criticized Major League Baseball. If Rob Manfred achieves the impossible and Major League Baseball has a resurgence in popularity this season, I'm going to tell you about it. Wouldn't fit my own narrative about Major League Baseball, but it would be the truth. Now, of course, I don't have to worry about that particular scenario happening because it's never going to happen. You've got a better chance at seeing the Lizzo lose several hundred pounds of body positivity than you have at seeing Major League Baseball once again becoming America's pastime. While I'm drinking my coffee this morning and doing my annual rewatch of Breaking Bad on Netflix, I love that show. That show never gets old. But anyway, while I'm doing that this morning, I'm also scrolling through Twitter. My Pels had a dominant win last night in Toronto. For now, they are somewhat secure in the fifth seed in the Western Conference. So I was looking for reactions to the game last night. As I am scrolling through Twitter, I come across this tweet from Clay Travis. Now, for those that don't know, Clay Travis is the founder of OutKick, which is now owned by Fox News. He is a prominent voice in conservative media as well as sports media. Most of the time, at least when it comes to politics, I find myself agreeing with Clay Travis. What I don't agree with is pushing a false narrative like he did this morning. Check it out for yourself.
The NBA is pathetic! Women's college basketball is routinely stomping these entitled load management specialists!
Once again, we have someone in the mainstream media giving you a partial truth. Here on the channel, we call it the shit sandwich. What is the easiest way to get someone to believe a lie? You stick the lie between two truths, which is exactly what Clay Travis did with this tweet this morning. The two truths that he provided was that Caitlin Clark beat the two NBA games on Sunday that were broadcast on ABC.
Well, KC, don't you mean the women's basketball team from Iowa beat the two NBA games?
No, I mean Caitlin Clark. I mean, let's just be real here. Most people, they couldn't name another player on the roster. Hell, I'd be willing to bet that most casual fans, they couldn't identify Caitlin Clark's head coach in a one-person lineup. Did you notice in his tweet that Clay Travis didn't specify who Iowa was playing on Sunday? He highlighted the four NBA teams that were involved in both games that Caitlin Clark beat in the ratings, but for some reason, Clay Travis, he didn't name Iowa's opponent. Why? Probably because no one cares. Just in case you were wondering, Iowa played Ohio State this past Sunday. Now, let's go ahead and get to the lie, or the false narrative.
Women's college basketball is routinely stomping the NBA in the ratings!
Obviously, that could not be further from the truth. I already knew this before I did any research, but in the interest of keeping with channel tradition, once again, KC comes with the proof. All ratings are provided by Sports Media Watch, so if you think I'm full of shit, you are more than welcome to go over there and check for yourself. Let's remove Caitlin Clark from the equation for a minute. We're going to focus on games in women's college basketball that don't feature Caitlin Clark. I know most people don't realize this, but there are other teams in women's college basketball, hundreds of them even. So how are they performing in the ratings? How do they measure up to the NBA? Sunday, Tennessee, South Carolina on ESPN. Now, these are two legacy teams in women's college basketball, or as we call it here on the channel, professional basketball for women. Pat Summitt was a legendary coach at Tennessee. Dawn Staley's one of the most high-profile college basketball coaches in the country, men or women. Sunday on ESPN, 670,000 viewers. Now, that is a great number for women's professional basketball, but we're not comparing them to their own ratings from the past. Since Clay Travis wants to compare them to the NBA, that is exactly what we're going to do. The NBA easily pulls over 1 million viewers on ESPN. If I remember correctly, I think the NBA is averaging 1.6 million on ESPN this season. But let's keep going. Duke, North Carolina, also on ESPN this past Sunday. Once again, two powerhouse programs in basketball, two high-profile teams. 371,000 viewers. Louisville, Notre Dame, ESPN, Sunday, 356,000 viewers. Well, KC, this isn't fair. You are cherry-picking on one particular day. There's heavy competition on Sunday afternoons in sports. Okay, fine. Clay Travis was cherry-picking too, but that's okay. Let's take a look at Thursday, February 29th. Thursdays are usually a light day in sports. Their only competition was the NBA doubleheader on TNT and spring training in Major League Baseball. Correction! Their only competition was the NBA doubleheader on TNT. Virginia Tech, Notre Dame, primetime ESPN, 430,000 viewers. LSU, Georgia, primetime ESPN2, 202,000 viewers. Both NBA games that night on TNT, 1.3 million. Well, KC, this isn't fair. Again, you pulled ratings for teams without star players. You can't compare them to the stars from the NBA. Well, shit! It's hard to find star players in women's college basketball, but okay. Fine. Let's go to Sunday, February 25th. LSU, Tennessee on ESPN. I think we can all agree that LSU has mainstream stars, right? Angel Reese, Flauje Johnson, the young woman with two jobs. Not only is she a professional basketball player, she's also a rapper. The girl that transferred from Louisville after last season, Haley Van Winkle, or whatever the fuck. Kim Mulkey, high-profile coach who was portrayed by the mainstream media as a bitter woman who is infected with mythical racism because she didn't offer to fly over to Russia to negotiate the release of Bob Griner with Vlad Puter. LSU, Tennessee, ESPN, 570,000 viewers. That same day, Nuggets Warriors on ESPN and the NBA, 2.2 million. Have I proved my point yet? I mean, we can keep going, but I think you understand. Clay Travis claiming that women's professional basketball is stomping the NBA in the ratings, that is 100% bullshit. But that's not the only false narrative that is circulating the mainstream media. The other false narrative being pushed is women's college basketball exploding in popularity. Ratings this season are up 60%! Woohoo! Yes. Once again, the mainstream media, they're not necessarily lying here. Ratings for women's college basketball, they are up 60% when compared to the shit ratings from last season. Question is, can they maintain this temporary success? Can they maintain this level of mainstream popularity? My prediction is no. Caitlin Clark is a once-in-a-generation, maybe even a once-in-a-lifetime superstar. There isn't a woke oak tree in the backyard that blooms every spring with a new superstar player. Hell, the WWE, they have been looking for their next Stone Cold Steve Austin. They've been looking for their next Rock for the last two decades. John Cena's a big star, but he never replicated the success of Austin and Rock. I think the biggest star in the company today is Roman Reigns. He hadn't even come close to replicating their success. Took a once-in-a-lifetime superstar to push women's college basketball into the mainstream. What happens next season when Caitlin Clark is gone? Who is the next face of women's college basketball? Who's the replacement? The short answer is there isn't one. Angel Reese is already a household name. She's drawing $500,000 on ESPN. I keep saying this over and over and over. I have been saying this since last March. Women's college basketball is not the draw. We have decades of data that tell us women's college basketball isn't the draw. Caitlin Clark is the draw. There's a huge difference between someone tuning in to watch a basketball game and someone tuning in to watch a basketball player. Look at what happened to the NBA when Michael Jordan retired. Ratings plummeted. Why? Because casual fans, they weren't watching basketball games. They were watching a basketball player. The Bulls, they were a pop culture phenomenon in the 90s and everyone wanted to be a part of the moment. Same thing's happening right now with Caitlin Clark. People are curious. They want to know what all the hype is about. People want to be part of the moment. What happens when that moment passes, which is exactly what is going to happen here in about 4 weeks. What happens when the moment passes? Everything returns to normal. And for women's college basketball, returning to normal means returning to irrelevance. Look, I am not pointing this out to be a meanie. You're a misogynist. You're hurting my feelings. Yeah, fuck your feelings. The truth doesn't care about your feelings, and neither do I. I love the NBA, but that doesn't mean I'm going to twist facts to fit my own narrative. I have no problem with women's college basketball. Now, I have openly admitted on several occasions that I can't stand the WNBA dump, but I don't have a problem with women's college basketball. If they prove me wrong and they succeed without Caitlin Clark next season, that's great. That's great. I'll tell you, I was wrong. I have no problem admitting it, but I don't think I'm going to be wrong. I just told you the ratings for games that don't feature Caitlin Clark. Where is the supposed popularity? Yes, there have been a handful, maybe a couple of games this season that have performed well on Fox. But talking big picture here. Overall, women's college basketball is not a draw. If it was, Fox, CBS, ABC, they would have wall-to-wall coverage every weekend of women's college basketball. You know why they don't? Because when Fox puts Villanova and Creighton in their big noon spot on a Saturday afternoon, they draw 304,000 viewers. But give me your thoughts on this. Clay Travis claims that women's college basketball routinely stomps the NBA in the ratings. A clearly false narrative that couldn't be further from the truth. Am I wrong about women's college basketball? Will they be able to maintain this level of mainstream success without Caitlin Clark? Nothing I have seen tells me that will be the case, but maybe you see something that I don't. Let me know. Sound off in the comments below. Like, subscribe, share the video. Appreciate your support. Best way to contact me is by email at btlkc84@gmail.com. KC_BTL84 on Twitter. I'll see you guys later.